Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
High-profile journalist Mary Louise Kelly, co-host of NPR's All Things Considered, always knew she wanted to be a mom. Even as a young, ambitious reporter, there were never any doubts that she couldn't do both. Fast forward to today, and Kelly is a mom to two boys and is one of the most prominent journalists in America. But like many moms, she still struggles with the continuous balancing act. Today, Kelly is a mom to two teenage sons, but even after all these years, she still hasn't figured out how to be in two places at once. In her memoir, It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs, she candidly speaks about the continuing balancing act between career and motherhood.
I've questioned a million times how to make it work when there just aren't enough hours in the day to be the kind of journalist and do the kind of work I want to do and be the kind of mom that I want to be.
When her first child, James, was born, Kelly took an unpaid 6-month leave of absence from work. She still remembers one encounter when she bumped into a fellow journalist while out walking her son in his stroller.
She didn't recognize me. I looked so different from the high-powered reporter that she was used to interacting with. It took her a moment to recognize me, and we chatted. And then she went off to the White House to do this interview that she was running late for, and I carried on to the playground with my son. And I spent the rest of that day beating myself up. How have I not figured out how to do it all? Why did I give up my career? How come she's off doing the things that I thought I was supposed to go do, you know, meaningful and important work? And it's not that being with my son isn't meaningful and important. It's that I think I didn't recognize myself when I saw what I thought she must have seen.
Months later, after Kelly had returned to reporting, she happened to bump into the same journalist again. The woman told Kelly she had cried after seeing her and her son in the park.
I was like, what? And why? Like, you had it all figured out. You looked fabulous. You were off to do the big interview. And she said, because I had dropped my baby at daycare that morning and some stranger was going to be taking her to the park. And you and your son looked so happy. You were singing to him. And I spent the whole day beating myself up thinking, what am I doing with my life? And I looked at her and thought, God, sister, you and me both. You know, if we could just extend the kindness and graciousness to ourselves that we extend to others. Not a single one of us has figured out how to be on the playground and at the White House or whatever, you know, is the career thing you want to be doing at the same time. Not a single one. And that's okay. We and our babies were both doing fine.
While everything ultimately turned out okay, there were many times when Kelly and her family really struggled to get through the week. She remembers one time when she was thousands of miles overseas in Iraq and got a call from the school nurse. Her 4-year-old son, Alexander, needed to go to the emergency room.
And I just hit a wall and thought, I love my job. I'm good at it. I worked hard to get here, but I have a son who's really sick and I'm thousands of miles away in Baghdad and I need to come up with a career plan B. And in my case, career plan B was stepping aside from journalism and the news for like 5 or 6 years. And I wrote 2 books in that time and did a bunch of freelance work, but was there when they came home from school and was there for things like the school nurse calling. And that was the right choice for my family. And I've tried, you know, all in full time and being completely at home and everything in between, part-time work, 4-day weeks. If anybody has any tips on how to make that work, I would love to hear them because I find I would work a 5 or a 6-day week, but I had negotiated to be paid for 4. So it was, it didn't solve any of the problems, but I've tried it all.
Kelly emphasizes that always, whenever her job and kids collided, her children came first.
I love my work. I was a journalist before I was a mom, and it's in my bones, but there are a lot of people who could cover any given story. There are a lot of great journalists out there. There's only one person on this planet who can be mom to my kids. And as I have thought about various assignments, and as I think about overseas assignments right now, I'm thinking there will always be another story. The news cycle is there. I can dip in and out. My children will not always be at home and needing me.
Looking back on these key years, Kelly still judges herself and questions some of the past decisions she's made.
All through my years as a working mom, I was probably my own harshest critic, and that's probably true of many of us in terms of judging my choices or my inability to be in two places at once or inability to have it all and have it all at once.
On a positive note, Kelly has found it uplifting to hear from readers saying that they too have struggled to stay above water.
I think a lot of people have felt reassured to see someone who's in a pretty prominent role who doesn't have it all together admit, like, there are a lot of days where I'm hanging on by my toenails. And it may look like I've figured it all out, but gosh, I haven't. And there's a certain degree of solidarity just in saying that out loud that's quite empowering, that we are every single one of us making this up as we go, trying to figure it out day by day. And getting it wrong some days and getting it right some days and getting up and trying again to do it better.
As a longtime reporter, Kelly felt she needed to go straight to the source for a clearer answer. So she went to her eldest son, James, and asked this question.
Was there a time when you really needed me and I didn't come because I was working? And he met my eyes and then stared at the floor at our feet for a long time, like a terrifyingly long time. I thought, oh my God, he's about to really let me have it here. And he finally looked up and said, there probably have been, but I can't remember. And can I have $15 for Chipotle? And I was about to say, you have an allowance, there's food in the fridge, all the rest. But I just thought, you know, okay, I can't be doing all that badly if that's the reparation that is required for whatever damage I've inflicted on you, as you need $15 for Chipotle.
And Kelly says this role is still a work in progress. She speaks candidly about the days where it feels like a losing battle.
I have had years and years where I couldn't have it all and all at once. But I've managed to keep my foot in the door in the newsroom and come in and out and on ramp at times where it was feasible with my kids. It feels like forever when you're at the beginning of this, when you have little babies, like it's just never going to end. And then it ends.
Even once the kids are raised and there's more time in the day, Kelly says that adapting to being an empty nester is difficult in its own right.
It's hard. The house is so quiet and neat and clean and everything you have spent years trying to make it. And I walk past my oldest son's bedroom all the time and it's quiet, neat, clean, everything's put away. And I think, I hate this. When's he coming home?
To all the moms out there, it simply wouldn't be possible without you. Thank you for all that you do. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Mary Louise Kelly, visit viewpointsradio.org. The story originally aired in May 2023 and was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Hey, it's your girl Lonnie Love, and this segment is brought to you by Metamucil. Are you ready to take charge of your digestive health? I know I am. That's why I'm teaming up with Metamucil for the two-week challenge. Metamucil's 4-in-1 fiber helps promote regularity. Unlike many fibers, Metamucil's psyllium fiber gels to trap and remove waste from your digestive system, helping you feel lighter and more energetic after just 2 weeks. Try the Metamucil two-week challenge today. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on Viewpoints.
The sunlight gets weird. You can feel things changing. The birds are going crazy.
The rare cosmic event coming up soon that you don't want to miss. Then,
to think that Russian athletes are held to the same standard as other athletes is incredibly naive and frankly foolish.
Russia's long history of cheating at the Olympic Games. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Thank you.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.